With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Recently, you heard about the Green New Deal, which looks to tackle climate change in the United States. A bill looked at many aspects of carbon emissions. Comments from certain lawmakers in Washington were fairly critical of the cattle industry, but those comments look to be way off base. Dr. Frank Milhauer of the University of Cal Davis talks about the true environmental impact of the beef industry, which he says is much less than many think.
3.3% is all beef-related emissions, from soils to crops to animals, you know, both belching and manure, but then also transportation of goods to a distribution center and a processor and anything all the way up to the point that it enters our mouth. Okay, so the total impact is 3.3%.
Now, the same lawmaker that introduced the Green New Deal also suggested Meatless Monday to reduce the amount of meat consumed by Americans in order to reduce carbon emissions.
I can tell you, a Meatless Monday campaign, if all 320 million Americans would use it, would follow it, would reduce the carbon footprint of this country by 0.3%. If all 320 million Americans would become vegan, we would reduce our nation's carbon footprint by 2.6%. It's not nothing, it's something, but I think everybody would agree it's very small for the price we'd pay.
Meanwhile, critics say the Green New Deal has fairly dim political prospects moving forward in Washington, D.C. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.